There has been a lot of news the past few days. I sat down in the studio with NSPR reporter Mark Albert to get the latest. Looking at the major news of this week, there was an announcement that much of what was being called non-hazardous waste, that's uncontaminated metal and concrete debris, would be processed in Chico, possibly in the Barber neighborhood, but that's changed.
Yes, absolutely. There was a lot of opposition to that plan, which FEMA and Cal OES presented as almost a fait accompli. But they have said over and over again that the local authorities were going to be driving every decision and the state and federal officials were there to help. And apparently they've relented and they've taken that site off the table. Very similar thing with the potential to house 250 families in North Chico, where there was a great amount of opposition as well. The landlord or the owner of that property apparently has dropped out of negotiations with FEMA, and that site is also off the table. However, FEMA and Cal OES remain committed to getting people into interim housing. They've just announced a deal where 350 trailers will be placed in Gridley, so at least there's some progress on that front.
And last weekend, all of the evacuation orders were lifted in Paradise. I know that you were back in Paradise yesterday, where people are starting to return. What's it like and how are people functioning?
Well, you know, it's very different from immediately after the fire. The air is clear. The number of utility trucks has very much declined. The power lines are in for the most part, but the devastation remains. It is unreal and of a scale, if you haven't been there, really impossible to imagine. People are returning, and there's really a range of emotions. Folks have been scattered across the region. I talked to one woman who, with her family and several animals, were in a motel room in Anderson for over a month. They've now transitioned to a trailer in Durham. I spoke to another woman who ran a hair salon. She's not exactly sure what their plans are. Her husband's job is still here, but the only aid really available to them is an SBA loan. Another person I spoke to, George Magpusau, who operated Via Sierra, a home for developmentally disabled adults, he said he's determined to come back.
My plans are in that area there that I have. I want to build apartment units and then a house in the back for my wife and I. We're coming back. I mean, no matter what, we're coming back.
Another person I met yesterday, Jasana Levitsky, she said her farm and her home were absolutely destroyed. Her family has faced a tremendous amount of uncertainty. They were unable to secure any rentals in the region. They actually are just closing on a property in Corning, she said. They seem very conflicted.
The plan is to hold on to the property here in Paradise and, you know, remediate the soil and clean up as much as we can, and when we can rebuild something maybe small on the property.
For the most part, the people that I spoke to, they are saying that the insurance companies are treating them pretty well, that they're getting cash flow, that they're working with FEMA. The community is still in shock and coming to grips with this tremendous loss. It's not entirely clear what shape Paradise will take as the reconstruction gets underway, and it still seems quite a ways off.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the update, Mark.
You're welcome.
Looking at other campfire-related news this week, the Paradise Irrigation District has resumed water service to 127 streets in town, but officials are not sure if that water is safe. At a meeting last night in Durham, officials said that while the campfire may have spared the town's actual watershed, the fire may have been so hot that it melted some of the water system's plastic pipes. That may have released chemicals like benzene into the water supply. Jim Passanisi is Paradise's water treatment superintendent. He said this happened in the Tubbs fire last year.
The same sort of things that Santa Rosa did to resolve this district would do. So the plastic water services that melted, you have to replace the water services.
PID is not sure if this has actually happened in Paradise. Officials tested for benzene and other chemicals yesterday and will notify the public as soon as they get the results back. Paradise's water is also under a boil notice, but Passanisi stressed that boiling your water gets rid of bacteria, not chemicals like benzene. So at this point, the safest bet is to not drink any Paradise water, boiled or not.